In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. There is disagreement over whether states should be allowed to bring retirement savings plans to residents who don't have access to them at work. Some states are forging ahead with plans to auto-enroll residents. Oregon this summer became the first state to start requiring employers that don't offer a retirement plan of their own to give employees access to a state-run plan. Oregon would do this by automatically enrolling them in IRAs invested in mutual funds. But this and similar initiatives will likely end up as the subject of lawsuits. Joining us is the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson. So, Ann, it seems like everyone, supporters and opponents of these plans, is watching how Oregon does with its plan.
Yeah, that's very much true. So there are eight states that have passed these programs, eight states that are putting them together. And there are more states that are interested in doing so. By some estimates, up to 20 more are, you know, thinking about doing this. So, so they're all looking. They want to know, how is this actually going to work in practice?
So eight states, including, I assume, some big states like California, Illinois?
Yeah, California and Illinois are the next two to come live with these programs. They're expected to do that sometime in 2018.
What are the main reasons for support for these plans?
Sure. So there's a large percentage of Americans. The estimates range between like one-third to, almost half who don't have access to retirement savings plans at work. This is especially a problem for employees of small businesses. And, you know, the data show that when people don't have access to a plan at work, they are significantly less likely to save at all. So, you know, the problem is that that there are many people who believe that we face a retirement savings crisis, and this is a major reason why people are not saving.
And obviously, there are opponents lining up against this. I assume they're local businesses and also people in the federal government who don't believe states should be the ones that administer them. Why don't you clear that up for me?
Right. There's a range of opponents. So you've got everything ranging from local businesses who are concerned that these state mandates are going to impose sort of burdens on them. The state programs are designed so that they are really a payroll pass-through program, so that the employer simply has to sort of change their payrolls to deduct a certain amount of money from the paycheck and send it to the savings program. But nonetheless, there are employers who are concerned that that's going to create a burden on them. That's one sort of category of opponents. Another category is financial services companies that sell 401k plans, particularly selling 401k plans to small businesses. They perceive this as competition from the government, and they don't like it. The third category is, this year, Congress voted to do away with an Obama-era regulation that sort of facilitated these programs, made it easier for states to set them up. So, there are lawmakers who believe that it should not be the role of government to get involved in private savings. And so Congress, by scrapping that regulation, kind of aligned themselves with the critics.
I'm speaking with Ann Turgeson of The Wall Street Journal. You're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And how exactly does Oregon's plan work?
Okay, so Oregon's plan works. It's an IRA-based plan. So what it is that all the employers in the state are going to be required on sort of a rolling basis to start enroll their employees in the program and to automatically enroll them so that they automatically deduct a certain portion, I think about 5% is the default amount, from the person's paycheck, and they funnel that through into an IRA that's managed by, you know, a private company, State Street Investments, in mutual funds, and it's held in custody by another private company, Bank of New York Mellon. So these are, you know, private sector investments similar to a 401k, but they're IRA-based. The employees are free to opt out. So for the employers, they're required to facilitate this, but the employees are allowed to opt out.
And as we've said, there are local businesses in the state that don't like it. They don't want to be required to offer these plans. But by all accounts, how has the program worked? It started July 1st.
Right. It started July 1st with a small group of employers who volunteered to sort of serve as guinea pigs. The first groups, large companies with 100 or more employees, are going to be required to do this starting January 1st. So the state wanted to start with a small group to kind of see, you know, where the glitches were and iron everything out before they rolled it out on a big level. I spoke to several of the employers who were involved in this pilot program. These are people who are very enthusiastic about the concept. They don't perceive it as a burden. And in fact, they believe that, you know, it's sort of something that they really want to offer their employees. They believe it's important to save for retirement. They've been stymied in finding a suitable 401k plan for their employees because costs are often very high for 401k plans for small businesses. And these are generally small businesses. So they're happy to have the program. They're happy to be able to offer this as a benefit to their employees. However, I think in the population at large, you know, there definitely are businesses that feel the opposite. They obviously haven't volunteered to start early, but they will be required to implement this. And particularly, I spoke to a business owner who has a lot of hourly workers who change their hours every week. And so he already has a very labor-intensive payroll to do, and he feels that this will just add to the burden.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.